You tend to associate the term intern with a hardworking, eager young person trying to break into his or her chosen field. That only partially describes my next guest. Hardworking and eager, yes, and certainly trying to break into her field, but her age and experience tell a very different story. Amrit Sor is 52 years old. For 20 of those years, she practiced law in her native Kenya after graduating from university in Nairobi. Last fall, she essentially went back to school, in a way, as a paid intern at Fraser Milner Casgrain here in Toronto. The first program of its time, the law firm this evening will be honored with the CBC Toronto Vision Award. This is one of four immigrant success awards given out annually by the Toronto Region Immigrant Employment Council, or TRIAC. Amrit is with me in studio. Good morning.
Morning.
Also with me in studio, Karen Tushak of Fraser Milner Casgrain. She is the Director of Paraprofessional Services. Hello to you.
Hello.
Describe, if you would, Amrit, your life as a lawyer in Kenya. You worked for 18 years there?
Yes, I did. I was with a law firm in Nairobi. I was a partner, heading their real estate and probate department for several years, and generally looking after a number of pupils and staff members. I had a senior position in the firm.
When you came to Canada, what did you expect you would have to do in terms of qualifying to practice law here?
I knew that law was a regulated profession, and I'd certainly have to sit some challenge exams to be licensed to practice law here. But it was far more challenging. When I arrived here, we had to go through an accreditation process. I needed to have a whole load of documents ready for that accreditation process, transcripts from the university I was in, work experience reports from all the firms I'd worked at, and the whole process took far longer than I thought it would.
And so even though you had a very senior position in Kenya, that seniority, that experience amounted to very little here?
Very little. It was like I was a lawyer in Nairobi and then I was back here and I had no credentials as a lawyer anymore. I had to sort of prove myself once again.
One of the ways that you're proving yourself is through this paid internship.
Absolutely.
Tell us a bit about what specifically you did.
In fact, the paid internship gave me an opportunity to work in a Canadian legal environment. I was given the skills, knowledge, experience within a Canadian law firm. It involved a rotation within the key departments of the firm. I was involved in a lot of professional and personal development seminars and workshops. It also gave me an opportunity to do a lot of networking and actually be able to meet people within the fraternity.
Difficult question, but this is a real change for you personally. I suggested at the beginning that it's essentially like starting over. You work for years to try and get to a certain point on a corporate ladder, and then suddenly you're back at the bottom rung. What's that been like?
It's been tough. It's been a humbling experience. Disappointing at times, but I've always felt I wanted to get back into the legal profession, and I would do what it takes.
Were there points at which you thought, this is, as you say, too humbling, it's a strange phrase, but beneath me, and that I deserve better?
Oh, absolutely, separately, but I always had a positive attitude, and I said, look, the end focus of it all is that I want to get back into the profession, and if this is what it takes, that's what I'm going to do.
What surprised you along that way as being an intern? What was it that, because you're familiar with the work, but you're in a very different position?
What I found is that the work is very similar to back home. I've got a common law background, and I felt that there was a lack of appreciation that there are the knowledge and skills that we bring as internationally trained lawyers. There are a lot of commonalities, a lot of knowledge which is very similar. The ways of doing things within the firm were very similar to the one I was in Nairobi. And I think there's a lack of appreciation. The employers here don't appreciate that there is so much we bring that can be used and the similarities.
It must have been enormously frustrating knowing that I could do this job. Why am I here when I know I could be there?
Yes, absolutely. It was.
I want to bring Karen into this because you are responsible for this program starting out. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to get something like this going.
We realized at Fraser Milner Casgrain that there was a real gap when the internationally trained lawyers come to Canada and have to sit their challenge exams. They have faced tremendous barriers not only in the exams but in getting Canadian experience and having a network both personally and socially and from a business perspective to make them really be able to be successful in their careers in Canada, and thought that this was a great way for us to not only give back to the community, but also it made good business sense.
I was going to say, it's altruism. You're doing the right thing, but there's also a bottom line reason for this.
Oh, most definitely. We quickly realized that with the huge competition for talent that there is right now in the economy, the integration of foreign-trained lawyers into our firm definitely is a huge benefit for us. Not only does it make us an employer of choice, but it also assists us in providing excellent service to our customers.
And for your overall, I mean, you're talking about service for the customers. When you have a more diverse workforce, when you are able to integrate those diverse perspectives and international perspectives, what does a firm like yours gain?
We gain the experience from those foreign-trained legal professionals. They provide insight and feedback that there's no other way that we could get that information. We also, in a globalized economy, our clients are demanding that we have a diverse workforce and we can provide them with that experience.
Why was Amrit chosen for the internship?
We had about 25 applications we shortlisted, and Amrit just stood out amongst the bunch. She really came forward as someone who would take every opportunity that would afford it to her and run with it, and she definitely did.
What is it like to watch somebody go through this experience from the other side?
It was humbling for me as well. I know that Amrit says that it was a humbling experience for her, but it was just, I really did not realize the challenges that they went through until I really worked with Amrit and saw how much experience she has and how much focus and how much she really could bring to the process, and how when she came to Canada, it was just, she was kind of just left to deal with it on her own.
It takes a lot of dignity to go through something like this. I mean, again, there are, you could have left the profession, you could have gone on and done something else, but it says something about who you are is in the core of your being to stick with something like this and what you want to get out of it, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does. Yeah.
What do you still have to do to get called to the bar?
I've got 4 challenge exams. I'm still doing them. And I will probably have to do the bar exams. And I'm hoping to get an exemption for the articles because of the experience I have. But I hope it all works out. I'm hoping it's not going to be the next hurdle for me. It's going to be a little easier.
There are a lot of people who perhaps are listening who might be in the same position as you, who have arrived. I mean, it is the cliche in the city, but it's true. The taxi driver who has a PhD, the engineer who is now working as a cleaner. What would you say to those people who perhaps are in that gut check moment themselves, who are thinking, is this really worth it? What do I need to do to have the work that I know I can do actually be recognized?
I think it's a matter of staying focused and also having the determination to get there. And, I mean, having a mindset that, yes, you are going to get there. But having said that, I think what we really need to look at is the employers. I think they all need to give a chance because the skilled workers do bring a lot into the Canadian economy generally. And I feel that they need to be more open about getting them in and giving them the necessary work experience because they can get a lot out of them.
We've had these conversations in the past, and it seems as though the climate is changing in the city in terms of employers realizing that this is a good thing to do, but also there is economic benefit. What would you say, Karen, to other employers out there about getting involved in something like this and taking that important first step?
I would tell everybody to get involved as quickly as you can. It is definitely a win-win situation for everyone.
And a really interesting personal experience as well, presumably.
Most definitely.
Congratulations to you, and congratulations to you. You've both done great work. And again, it's about changing the face of the city as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you later on this evening at the award ceremony. Mm-hmm. Amrit Saur, lawyer from Kenya. She recently completed a paid internship for the internationally trained lawyers at the firm Fraser Milner Casgrain here in Toronto. Karen Tushak is the director of paraprofessional services at that firm. This evening, said firm will be honored with the CBC Toronto Vision Award, one of four immigrant success awards given out annually by the Toronto Region Immigrant Employment Council. I'm going to be emceeing the awards event and celebrating the great work that TRIAC does in the city. Our webmaster, Dwight Friesen, has put together a lovely little site on our website looking at TRIAC and the people who are receiving the awards and the people who are benefiting from those awards. You can find it at cbc.ca/Metro Morning.